You know, we just stopped through to, you know, tape a quick podcast.
You know what I'm saying? Hit them with a little woo-woo and whatever.
You know what I mean? So I hope you enjoy it because it is what it is.
Yeah, right? I mean, in the conversation.
Peace.
You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
It's time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo, my cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, it is In the Conversation. This is Damian Lemon. On my right-hand side, I got... no one over there. Vladimir, come on, yo, is not in the conversation this weekend. On my left-hand side, I got...
You got Ali Muhammad, and I'm in the conversation.
We in this bitch.
Official.
Official all day.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Vlad, man. He working on the Great Dominican sitcom.
No doubt.
I was going to say the Great American, but it's the Great Dominican American.
Yeah, American sitcom. Dominican American.
And I'm excited for him. I hope, you know, I know he gonna go in.
Yeah, that's big stuff, man.
Yeah. That man is stressing a little bit, though. You know, but it's a, you know.
Don't be stressing. It's a blessing, baby.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They chose you because you was the chosen one. The
chosen one.
Oh, shit. Platitudes on platitudes, nigga.
Stand up.
Anyway, man. Shit, how you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling real good, man. It's a balmy 57 degrees out in New York City.
It's crazy.
Global warming is in full of physics.
Winter wonderland.
I ain't really complaining.
Nah, I'm not. I'm not just yet, but I'm suspicious. I'm scared too. I'm not gonna lie.
Shit, that gas bill looking something sweet right about now.
Oh yeah, I guess. Yeah, you talking that talk. Yeah, I guess so. That's true.
You know, them last 3 years, they've been hitting you upside the head with it.
Damn. Yeah, that's crazy. Ooh.
By this time last year, it probably snowed 3-4 times.
Cats is outside literally right now with short sleeves on. I'm taking my sweatshirt off right now.
Yeah, it's balmy.
It is balmy. A good balmy. Yeah, balmy in December. That shit is weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
It don't even feel like Christmas. Christmas is like, what, 2 weeks?
I'm from Miami, though.
Okay, so yeah.
It kind of feel like Christmas.
Oh, so now really, now you... Hilarious. I guess so. Then what? Let me ask you then, because in Miami, outside of the date, what is the signifier that it's Christmas season? Because you know here
the Temptations and the OJ's Christmas music on the radio.
Oh, so the radio set the tone.
Yeah, the radio set the tone. Because they get, like, WEDR 99 Jams historically is the black station.
Uh-huh.
You know, they were family owned for a long time. And the program director there has been there my whole life. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? The whole time I've been alive, James T seemed like he was the program director.
Shout out to James T.
You know what I'm saying? So right around Christmas time, they start playing all of the old soul Christmas records. You know what I'm saying? So when you hear that, Solid Night, you know.
Yeah. That's
you know what time it is.
That is fine. We play that. We actually play that at my, I go to my sister's house. They play that record when we opened up gifts, but just that record over and over and over on the CD. It's funny though, but it's fun too.
That's the quintessential black Christmas record.
And they hit a hard high note on what, at one part. I can't hit that note right now, but y'all know the note I'm talking about. Yeah, if you don't, go hit that. Go to YouTube or somewhere.
So yeah, you know that's what's happening.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying? And Christmas, like, Miami's, you know, everybody break out their dirt bikes and four-wheelers.
That's
and,
funny.
I mean, it's a different kind of vibe in Christmas in Miami.
Okay.
You know what
That's
I'm saying?
Crazy. The blackest song. Did you see that on Twitter?
What?
That was a trending topic yesterday or the other couple days ago. Shout out to Psylocke. She put me onto it. One of the listeners, it was called The Blackest Songs Ever. # Blackest Songs Ever. Mm-hmm. So I had to put I put a good Denroy Morgan.
Damn.
I'll do anything for you. That's my shit. Look at Chris. Chris is like, yeah, that's black. He was like, Denroy. Shit.
Did I never know who sang that?
That's that shit. Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah, that shit hard.
Yeah. It was a time when, you know, it was a definitive black music.
Yeah. Well, yeah. it was. Now it's very, you know, it's very fluid now. There's still some black moments in music now, but you know, it's that you gotta, I guess you gotta seek them out. You know, it's not as, maybe it's not as segmented as it once was because it's not radio driven like it once was.
And we're not as segregated as we once were.
Especially with the internet.
With the internet, with geography, you know, we living where we want to live.
Yeah.
So it don't, you know, it, you know, on one hand, there's no real boundary between the people.
Uh-huh.
So it obviously there's no boundary between the creativity.
Uh-huh.
But you know what I'm saying? You still got the outliers and you still have that space for yo.
You that, still that's, tap
that's,
into
that's
that.
Real black, right?
Yeah.
There.
You still go back to the power source. You're like, okay, this is this here.
That shit right there.
This shit feel funky. This
it was that whole moment in funk, it was a whole segment of funk music that was strictly black.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the one day was all them one word songs and shit. Push, push, push.
In the bush.
Push it in the groove.
I don't know that
You know what I'm saying? It's
I think I heard it before, but yeah, that's
all that zapping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit. It was a There's certain records that when they play, you just know, like, and then it's just certain records that just, it evokes a certain spirit, you know what I mean? Like how you was talking about Christmas time in Miami, there's that block party energy in New York in the summer, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like a Kenny Burke record, the, you know, what's the Keep Rising to the Top?
Right.
Like that shit, you know, I ain't never been to a... I got some white friends, but I never been to like a good white cookout where fucking Kenny Burke came in.
Right. That's a, like, when I hear that, like, I don't think I really ever heard that down the way, except for in the Dougie Fresh record.
Yeah.
So when I hear it, that's automatically you think New York when you hear that. It's like halfway house, you know what I'm saying? Like halfway disco house feeling. That's so
it's a feeling. It's a feeling. It got that little motherfucking whistle in that shit. Yeah, that shit hard. Those are moments.
You hear a little, you see a little fire hydrant open.
Yeah, yeah. That shit, the summer, the city come alive.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
We had shit like Trouble Funk.
Trouble Funk. Now, what's their record?
Trouble Funk is actually a DC go-go band.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but, you know, street music transcended, you know, the geographical area. So, like, when you hear the street DJs in Miami, you know what I'm saying, with the big speakers, you know what I'm saying, Trouble Funk was one of the groups that they were going to play.
Did they do that? Pump it up?
Yeah, pump it up. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying, drop the bomb. We're going to drop the bomb.
Oh, okay.
Drop the bomb.
Yeah.
Drop the bomb.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Trouble Funk had a song called Arcade Funk Machine. And in the fourth grade, me and three other dudes, we played that in the talent show as our talent.
Really?
We beat on the table and played.
Okay.
I am your arcade funk machine.
Yeah.
Someone had a little Casio.
Okay. Was it the Ghostbusters beat? And they played that shit live?
The Pac-Man.
Yeah. So they play, your people played it live?
They played it in the Casio.
Wow.
Then we started beating on the table, and then we had this cat, George Pinto.
Uh-huh.
He was ill with the pencil game.
Okay.
On, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, like, hit that little hi-hats.
Yeah, he was ill with it.
Would y'all mic the table or something?
Nah,
or they just had to just be quiet?
You in the elementary. Nah, we was beating loud as hell.
That's funny.
And, you know, we used to do this shit in lunch anyway.
Yeah.
And then you would get in trouble for it. Like, come on, you got to stop all that.
Yeah.
So
it
was like their way of giving us
some time to express yourselves.
Express ourselves and do what we do.
Did you win?
Nah, we ain't win. Somebody dancing, and somebody pop locking. You know, they, you know, dance a little short dance.
You always
the talent show.
I tell you, two talent show moments. Well, I know one talent show I did. Who was it? Damn, I forget who it was with. I might have been in. Shit, I'm a seventh, eighth grade. I did Smooth Operator, Big Daddy Kane.
And I was rapping.
Yeah, I think I was Kane. If I wasn't Kane, I don't think I was a Scuba Scrap. I think I was Kane. I forgot who was Scuba Scrap in it, but we did. I had the ill purple slacks with the purple dress shirt with the silver tip shoes. Straight. Yeah, I was. You couldn't tell a nigga he wasn't that motherfucker. But then I think the person who won, I can't remember who it was, the person that won, but they did the It Takes Two shit, right. Which was, right. That was the Benjamins of his time.
Right.
You know.
Back when I was coming up, like I said, the winners of the talent show was either going to be dancing, pop locking, or some New Edition wannabe humping the stage.
Yeah.
That was who was going to win off the rip. And JT Money of the Poison Clan, we went to middle school and high school together. And he was a dancer.
Okay.
And they were like, had a group of like the old dancing ass niggas.
Uh-huh.
And
that's Poison Clan, right?
Poison Clan. Okay. But before Poison Clan, it was
just something else.
They was Throw the D Boys.
Hilarious. Throw the D Boys.
You know what I'm saying? So they come in, because Throw the D was a dance.
That's a misdirection like shit. Now, I know Throw the D is a dance, but now they got D Boys. That shit is just a little hybrid. Throw the D Boys. That shit is encompassing everything.
Yeah,
go
but D Boys weren't out yet like that.
That's
it
funny.
Wasn't heavy like that. But so. So they would come, and you know, they'll dance to, you know what I'm saying, Clear or one of them, you know, electro, hyper.
Yeah.
And they do the little pop lock, they have their backs turned to the crowd.
Yeah.
Then when the beat drop, they come in with all the moves and shit. You wasn't going to beat that shit.
Nah.
You weren't going to
beat that shit. Nah, because it was about that drop. It's time. All of that little drop. Yeah, and if you got some shit for them, you can pop real good, it's over.
Them niggas could dance.
It's over.
Luke, that's how they got on with Luke. Luke picked them up to dance. As Throw the D Boys when they was doing their first little tour when they had Throw the Dick song out.
That's funny. It's crazy because, wait. So Throw the D Boys predates Throw the Dick?
Throw the Dick was out.
Okay, because I would think Throw the D Boys was spawned by Throw the Dick.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, but they were kids doing it at the skating rink and at the schools.
Okay, Luke, off the strength of that song.
Off the strength of the song.
Wow.
Luke picked them up when they started going out on the road to dance. So they'll come out in their pajamas and Throw the Dick.
You gotta have your pajamas on, you're gonna Throw the Dick.
You know what I'm saying? That's what Slick Rick had, the pajamas and all that shit.
Hell yeah, everybody had a pajama look.
Yeah, that was the dance look, because the pajamas flow, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, it's funny though, the shit that was rocking back then, man, for hip hop to be as fucking hyper-masculine and especially as pause heavy as it is nowadays, just how free it was. If you look back at certain things, Cass was definitely out there dancing with a good silk pajama set on.
Right. Because that shit was flowing in the wind. It was
looking like TLC in the Creep video.
Looking like a ghost.
Niggas
was rocking them pajamas, the dancing cats. That's why all that baggy rayon shit, you know what I'm saying? All that shit came from
that
them
shit
pajamas.
Made you look dynamic.
Yeah,
that shit made you look like you could really dance.
Yeah.
And you might not be as. That shit, that's funny.
So
that is funny.
So JT them was tearing the shit up, and then they came, then they got on and became Poison. When then they were Poison Clan later, then they, you know what I'm saying?
I'm actually reading a Luke book now. I ain't get to that point. I'm reading a few different books right now. You know how that go. Especially, I'm one of those people.
You're an educated man.
I try to be.
Niggas don't read. That's
what they say. But they also say niggas don't raise their kids. You out here raising your children.
No doubt, we
living against the odds. Niggas be reading.
I know. So what
that's
you reading?
That's the title. Niggas be reading. What am I reading? I'm reading a few different things. I got that Luke book going on.
Mm-hmm.
What else I got? I just got this book called Audition by Michael Shurtleff. I'm trying to get my little pop-up game on. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get these parts.
Right.
Represent Woo. what else I got going on in here? I got that Howard Zinn book. I got a few books because I got them on my iPad. When you put them on the iPad, you could put like 10 books on the iPad. You think you get lofty. It's like a Netflix queue.
Right.
Uh-oh, he pulled out a real physical book.
Nah, I had to figure out what I was reading, and I couldn't remember the name of this motherfucker.
Man, pulled out a hardcover, too.
And, you know, this is a Black Fathers and a Black Man Read situation.
What's the Ta-Nehisi?
Nah, my son bought me this for my birthday.
It's called
The Art of Crowdsourcing Everything, Mind Sharing.
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
I'm getting money.
So this is an interesting little thing while we out here trying these new platforms and shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, got a teenager in the house. He put me up on game, that's all.
Nah, that's good. That's good game to get. That young, the youth. I went to go see my peoples Shout out to my brother-in-law's birthday was yesterday, so I went out on the island, go see the peoples, and I got my niece out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's always good to hear what they talking about. You know, because so she's 15, too, so, like, that high school, especially high school and election time, listen, mm-hmm. you know, everything that's going on in the news, she's getting her activism, mm-hmm. you know, activated. So it's always good, that young energy, because when you young, you really don't see... You don't see limits,
right?
You know, when you young, you feel like you going to turn this shit all the way around.
Right.
I don't remember when I stopped thinking. When I was a young cat, I thought I knew I was going to invent something. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what I was going to invent, but I just knew something had to be invented. Niggas was inventing shit. I was like, at some point in life, I'm going to have to invent some shit that's going to change the world. I didn't really focus any further than that, but it was just that type of...
So then they hit you with bills and shit.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't forget all about that invent shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. When you get out the house and life start getting a little bit real, you got to start competing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you like, wait a minute, let me make some money.
You
know, so maybe I won't be a scientist.
And bills punch your ass in the mouth. Blah!
Ah, shit. But when you young and you got that ambition, man, it's something. That's a good energy to have, B.
No doubt.
Ah, shit.
I try to hold on to a little bit of it, man.
Yeah, you got to.
You know what I'm saying? Just keep that shit, you know, in my back pocket.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Work on it every night.
I even got a Get Young playlist. You know when you got your shit when you got moments. You got little songs like this. Certain moments in life, and it's not all the way directly aligned with being young or old, but it's just those moments in your life where you was like, oh, I had a run that season.
Yeah,
ooh,
yeah.
When I was doing this is what I was listening to. This is what there's certain records when I know I got to get my shit together and get back on track. I got to blast these records mm-hmm. and get right in the moment. You know what I mean? And then you know.
And it's funny because it doesn't always equate to how much you're getting. It's just how you feeling at the time.
Energy. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I felt like that era when Thug, what was that, Jeezy first mixtape? What was that?
That was probably like an old
drama.
Four?
Drama.
Yeah, it was Trap or Die?
Trap or Die era.
Yeah.
Was like the pinnacle of like, nigga, we could do anything in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hands was touching everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Felt like you couldn't turn on TV like, shit, I touched that. I touched that.
I was there.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you was there.
He called me.
Uh-huh. I seen that, man. He know who I am.
He know what it is.
I asked
that.
My name is Good out there. That was the shit. Touchdown everywhere.
Everywhere.
And just to let niggas know, I'm here. Get that pound when I see you, see me. We here.
No doubt.
We did
no
it
doubt.
Again.
No
I'll
doubt.
See you at the next location.
All right. And it's about feeling like that right now, but the previous time when you felt that was that Trap or Die. Like, that's, I conjure up that.
I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? Now, one song on that mug, I don't even know if that was, when we getting money over here.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck with Bomb
yeah.
B.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about what the fuck we doing over here.
Yeah. Don't worry about. Yeah, that shit used to
that
rock.
That shit so hard.
That's not the regular people like, I'm just a young ghetto nigga
with a big ass chain.
Yeah. That's when Jeezy was on his super climb, baby. Oh. Seeing that shit happen.
I try to conjure up that energy
I
right
dig
there.
It.
You know
I
what I'm saying?
Dig it.
I got a whole internal BMF in my head.
Hilarious. Now I'm about to get all the way conscious on you. Because I know when it was a time when I was in high school, not high school, pardon me, I was in college, when I felt like, because college you have you try to change up your shit every so often. You'd be like, you know what, fucking, I don't eat pork no more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just strictly turkey bacon. You know what I mean? And I, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to get healthy again. I'm about to start doing push-ups. I used to play Common's Resurrection. Because
mm-hmm.
I would be on some resurrection shit. It would be a different, whole different thing. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? If I was in on my go to the gym shit, I'd have to put on Red Man's Time for Some Action.
Time for some
you
action.
You know what I'm saying? That shit would get a nigga hype
uh-huh.
for about 7-8 minutes of cardio. And then I'm like, all right, well, that was cool. Back to living regular life.
This action is a little much.
Yeah. Yeah, let's take it easy, Red. Let's listen to something different.
Out.
But shout out to Redman. He got a new album out called Mudface.
How is it?
I haven't heard it yet.
I saw you on social media with Redman.
Yeah, man. We did Uncommon Sense a couple weeks back. It was a 90s throwback. It was a 90s throwback episode. So it was Redman, it was Nori. Those were the rappers. It was me, Tracy G, who's been on In the Conversation. Vashti was DJing, you know. And Deesa Samiro. So they had us dressed on some 90s shit.
Right.
And it was just cool, dude. It was an interesting. There's been some surreal moments, you know, recently. Like with the Redman. Redman used to be one of my favorite fucking rappers of all time. Back in the days, like, Redman was a beast. Mm-hmm. Still is a beast. But there was a time when Redman had a run where he was on fire from, yeah, like maybe like 94 to about 99, 97.
He was at his apex in 2001-ish.
What was that? That was the, because the thing about Redman, not only did he have lyrics and shit, but his visuals was some of the illest videos. Like, right, what was the some of I Be That was
I'll
one of the
that.
Was that the one I'll where he that. Did, because he used to always spoof the fucking shit. Was that the one where Shorty's coming down the block on the bicycle, right, looking right, real right. pretty and right, shit, right, the right. whole block, like, right. oh shit, did she just crack? Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Shout out to Redman. So that was dope. But then on the other side, Nori was there, and when I was in college, when I first started doing mm-hmm. like promo and street teaming, the first ever project that I promoted was the War Report.
Oh wow!
So I tell that man that, yeah, it was a full circle moment. It was cool as shit. So shout out to them. You know, it was cool. We was all, you know. It was interesting talking about the 90s, like it was like the 60s now. You know, people want to know, how was the 90s?
The 90s.
But then I was thinking, rather than, when you tell these stories, you got to protect the context. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Because right. there's a thin line between just sounding like a guy that's just talking old yarns about, oh, what was right. the shit back then, da-da-da-da-da. But you got to set the scene for why it resonated and relate it to what's going on now, because... Mm-hmm. It's all just about that energy in the moment, you know? These is just all moments in time. I don't feel like any moment is any more important than any other era. You know what I mean?
It's all energy, man. So some the energy rises, the energy comes down, you know what I'm saying? And then it comes back up. It's ever evolving. So
yeah.
It might not sound the same, but, you know what I'm saying, people are receiving stuff the same way at different times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Different, you know.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, man.
But
it was a good ass time in the 90s. I know I was having a great time.
Oh man, the 90s was a good look. That was fun times.
Shit.
Hilarious. That just sounded hilarious. Oh shit, man. Anyway, but we here now in the aughts.
We in the arts.
You know what I mean? We still out here.
Yeah, out here. We still here.
You know what I mean? You was in Boston not too long ago, right?
I was in Boston, yeah, last week.
How was that?
That was great, man. We was out there with Michael Bivins. Mike Biv, as he goes by now.
Uh-huh.
It was cool, man, because he's a cool motherfucker, man. Like, yeah. So we actually shot him first in Harlem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We shot him for BET, you know, a show called Blocks.
Uh-huh.
And so we ran through Harlem with him because he spent a lot of time out here. Then we went up to Boston
uh-huh.
and hung out with him. And, uh-huh. you know, the best thing about with Michael Bivins is that, you know what I'm saying, after spending that time with him, you could tell. I mean, he basically expresses how important it was just for him to touch down with regular people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just a touchdown. You uh-huh. know what I mean? So it's like... Even when they were at the apex of their game and they was New Edition and all that, mm-hmm. he was still that dude that had to go play ball in the hood.
He was the people's champ. He was of the people.
He was because he needed that. You know what I'm saying? It was like he needed that.
That's the spirit.
Like he couldn't do it without it. And he told a story, you know what I'm saying, that you'll probably see on there that you know,
when exclusive.
When they were first starting the group and, you know what I'm saying, he was trying to do his own thing still as far as life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. You know, they probably was getting a little tight with it, and then Bobby Brown mama gave them all some advice about how to deal with them. So, and then and he's still that dude right now.
Drop the piece of advice.
Just can't drop it.
At least give us the audio version. They're gonna see the video, but give us what we gonna hear first. Oh, okay. All right, well then. Okay. Lawyer just walked in the room. Sorry, sir. Sorry. Damn, BET attorneys is on call. Sorry, sir.
Nah,
no,
but
we
you know
cool.
what I'm saying? You'll see it on there, but But one thing I can say, you know what I'm saying? He the type of dude that is, like, he broke down this one point where he was just saying how he's still been, you know what I'm saying, in his hood,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, giving back ever since. You know what I'm saying? So okay. Like, every year I've done this, and every year I've That's done dope. This, and we've done this. And you can see it when he come through. You know what I'm saying? People still they, like, oh shit!
Yeah, I remember.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh shit! Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Danny said, "What's up?" He like, "Who's Danny?" You know what I'm saying? He grew up with y'all. Well, then tell Danny happy holiday.
How about that? Well, then tell him I said happy holidays.
Nah, it was real, man. And I had never been to Boston, so to run around and see it from that perspective was, you know what I'm saying, was a good deal.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like you went to Black Boston, too. You was in all parts.
We were definitely in Black Boston. But I
never been to Black Boston.
I went over to see, you know what I'm saying, the historic.
Yeah.
We stayed in White Boston.
Okay.
I mean, the rest of Boston is white. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Black Boston is real small.
Keep it real contained.
It was real. And that shit is shrinking because you can see the gentrification coming.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Got to lean in.
It was real, real nice. And then it's one street that had one abandoned building. I was like, okay, we about to hit the hood.
Uh-huh.
And then you start seeing a slow sprinkle.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you there. But it looked like that, it's not going to last that long.
Damn it.
You know what I'm saying? But I went over to
Pray for Black Boston.
You know what I'm saying? Black Boston, stay up. Stay black.
There you go.
Roxbury, Orchard Park.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
But Dorchester, ain't that out there?
I ain't go to Dorchester. All right. It was in Orchard Park. And
I'm shouting out spots I heard about. That's the worst. I know people from Dorchester. I'm sure. I know everybody I know from Dorchester is black. I'm just going to assume.
One time for Dorchester.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Went over to Cambridge.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I got a son who's very into the sciences. So, he wanted something from MIT. So, we went over there.
Black fathers.
You know what I'm saying?
Saying,
got some souvenirs.
Got some spaceship building equipment, because that is where it happens.
Yeah, it's happening.
That is
there.
Where the leaders of the new school.
Leaders of the new school.
That's dope.
So you know, we did that. You know what I'm saying? It was all good, man. Came back.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
I'm about to go out to Copenhagen, man.
What's out there?
Just kicking it. You know what I mean? Just me and my lady, we're going to go do a quick run out there. We're going to have fun. But then this is the funny thing. I was excited. You know, I'm still excited. You know, they say it's supposed to be the happy. I've been telling everybody, hey, say this shit the happiest place in the world. That's what they say. That's what, you know.
I guess that's where you want to be.
That's
right
where
now.
You want to be, especially nowadays. You know what I'm saying? But then I just heard some shit. Said old Kweli got beat up out there on some racist shit.
Oh, shit.
That fucked my whole shit.
Kweli.
You know what I mean? I heard somebody sent me some shit. I'm like, ah, damn.
Say it ain't so.
Hey, now Kweli, he conscious. He ain't about the rebel rousing. Rabble rousing.
But he black.
He black. Unapologetically, black. I'm black too. You can't hide it.
No doubt.
Definitely black. But then it's conflicted reports because there's like a little area out there where like. Certain things that goes like a little area called Christiana or whatever, and I guess they got like weed and shit out there. It's like an Amsterdam type of thing, maybe even like a Hamsterdam type of thing. We look the other way, and for what I understand, it's explicit that you do not take photos out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Similar, like if you go to certain places, you just can't take photos, and that's just understood. And for whatever, for what I understand, it's enforced, and sometimes that shit can get enforced by a foot on your back.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was two accounts, because now
so
we don't know.
So he violated the no picture rule?
So that's what they said, but he said when they was going at him, attacking him, they were saying shit like, I hate you.
So you don't really say. Did he take the picture, though?
Well, this is what he's saying. Now, let's get into the speculation report.
He's saying this after
this is
the beatdown?
This is the point.
Prior to the snapping of the Snapchat of the Copenhagen.
Now listen,
Amsterdam.
I only got two accounts. These are both internet-based accounts. Actually, some of it is from Talib Kweli. So immediately after the attack, he was upset. I think he went to Instagram. He was like, yo, I've been coming out here 15 years, blah, blah, skip, whatever, whatever. This motherfucker, I'd heard about some Denmark racism, and now I experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers attacked me. Mm-hmm. They punched me and kicked me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so then it was like, you know, the motherfuckers, oh shit.
We don't condone that.
We don't condone that shit. So then the Copenhagens, I guess, or people that had been to Copenhagen, jumped in them Instagram comments, like, hold on, fam. Nah, we saw, some people was like, awesome eyewitness type shit. We saw that they told you to put your camera away, that supposedly you can't take pictures out there, or else they're going to come
they're
in.
Gonna
and
put it, they're going to put
gonna,
the smack down.
They're going to put some shit on your ass. So they said you took your cameras out and you was doing that and maybe even got a warning.
Mm-hmm.
So then... second account from Kweli said, well, I have my camera, I have my phone out. No way. Said I have my phone out, which is, I guess, equipped with a camera. Which phone is it? And he said, I was only on a call.
And, well, was his call in the hand or to
know.
His head?
I don't know. We'd have to have Kweli come up here and talk about it. But until then.
Kweli was trying to snap that shit.
Yeah. Until then, I'm keeping my phone in my pocket. But
hey, but you can't go to nobody else's spot in America, in nobody hood, without, you know what I'm saying?
Respecting the customs. The rules. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even when we're
take your shoes off.
Even we in Boston, you know what I'm saying? We out there with Mike Bill, but we got to have a hood Sherpa.
Respect the land. Absolutely.
To let you know, hey, man, we was out in Patterson, New Jersey with Mike Adams, and the wolves definitely was looking hungry.
I'm sure.
You know what I'm saying? They was the mouths was watering, but you know I'm we had a hood Sherpa that, you know what I'm saying,
and
held it together.
Let's talk about the hood Sherpa, because the thing is, in order to have a hood Sherpa, you should be the connected prior, mm-hmm. or even you got a hood Sherpa budget now. But if you don't, if you're not one of these people that travels with a hood Sherpa or not connected, you're just a visitor.
Mm-hmm.
You need to use your eyes and ears. You need to see something, say something, just stay on point. Stay on point is what it all. Don't get caught
and respect
slipping.
The rules respect and cultures the of the land.
True indeed.
You know what I'm saying?
Please and thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Please, thank you.
Don't
you
want no problems.
Hey man,
don't start no shit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just, hey, man.
Yeah.
I'm here supporting the land.
Just a black man out here trying to be a black man out here peaceful.
There it is.
There you go.
So shout out to Copenhagen.
Shout out to Copenhagen.
You know, safe travels.
There you go. You know let's be cool now.
Let's be cool.
All right.
I don't want to see you on the snap.
That's the worst. Catching the ass within 6 seconds. That's all you got is no 6 seconds of context. Shit. That's the problem with the internet now. Yeah, motherfucker be so busy trying to not look like he get his ass whipped to the cameras that he don't even defend himself. He like, hold on, hold what up. Angle he got? Hold
oh, on. Lord.
Anyway, man, so yeah. Fuck else is going on, man? You snapping now? What you want? I see you on your snap game.
Yeah, I just loaded up the snap.
All right.
You know what I mean? I'm out here a little bit, man. I'm just trying to get the hang of it. I see, you know, a few people who have followed me after the last episode. So, you know, that's
shout
cool.
the snap out again.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I had to go. You know, the snappers got crazy names that don't stay up too long.
Oh, no, I didn't mean your snap. Snap. Your snap.
Oh, yeah, my snap is.
No, people know how to get to you.
My snap is Thorough TV. THOROTV. The
shit.
Voice of your choice is on the snap. Snap.
Oh, R&B snap.
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 Snap. FM.
Snap.
Oh, shit. I might be on snap on the beats being broke. You'll see. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. He snuck out there a little
lurked
bit.
Lurked a little bit. Seeing what was going on.
Came out. Back. Called the dope.
Hell yeah. It was like, I'll check that out later. You might see me. Stay tuned. D-Lemon Comedy everywhere else. Beats being broke on snap.
No doubt.
But we just out here in these streets, man. You know, we out here having a good time. What the fuck is going on? What else is going on with you, man?
Shit, I'm gonna be about to be in L.A.
Uh-oh, traveling.
You know West Side. I haven't been in about a year. You know what I'm saying? I'm super excited. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
West Side, you know, L.A. was my second home. I never lived out there.
Uh-huh.
But I did it. You know what I'm saying? Once a month for about 6 years.
You had a spot out there. You was a resident.
I was a little resident. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But
bi-coast.
But I haven't been out there in a minute, so you know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to it. You know what I'm saying? We're going out with Gregory Porter.
Oh, that's dope.
Who I'm super proud of. We've been rocking, you know what I'm saying?
Who's
since
that?
The beginning. Gregory Porter is a jazz vocalist. You know what I'm saying? Premier jazz vocalist.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Grammy Award winning jazz vocalist.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Platinum selling.
Oh, shit.
Jazz vocalist.
In this day
and
era.
This day and age.
Shit. To get platinum over jazz in this day and era. Woo!
Exactly. So,
he's
you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he's very popular worldwide. You know what I'm saying? His popularity is gaining in the U.S. You know what I'm saying? You know you hitting strides when we first started with him two albums ago.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You posted on Facebook and then, you know, only, like, intellects.
Yeah.
With, you know what I'm saying? To give you some feedback.
The talent to test.
You know what I'm saying? Like New York City, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Reading the Observer. You know what I'm saying? Writing for the Atlantic types.
The black intelligentsia. Yeah,
exactly. They would, show you some love.
Uh-huh.
But then once I started seeing my peoples in Atlanta hitting uh-huh. on it and talking about, you know, uh-huh. that's my dude. Shout out to Melissa Fields.
Because
right. she was, you know, one of the first ones like, yeah, that's my dude.
Okay.
Came up to New York to see him. So once you start seeing that, you know he makes some strides.
He on baller,
you know,
alert?
Nah, he ain't no okay. baller. I think you want to try to sidestep. Okay, yeah, you don't want right. to go that far. You don't want to get that far in the game.
Yeah, that's all in. That's
you really don't. In. You don't even really want, like, you know what I'm saying? If you're getting it good, you don't even really want to be on the TMZ radar.
Just stay out the way.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that ain't always good.
Nah, stay out the way, get your money. And, you know what I'm saying? So it's a big deal because, you know what I'm saying, he's doing it. He's been on the road for the last 4 years just okay. straight getting it.
That's dope.
Bought him a new crib out on the West Coast because they from Bakersfield, California. So we going out there to the new estate.
You know the what estate.
Saying? You know what I'm saying? To shoot content for the new album. So
that shit feel good.
Yeah, it feel real good. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you see your people's like, you know what I'm saying? From ground zero to, you know what I'm saying? To the big house.
Hell yeah.
That's a good look, man.
That's what's up. Yeah, you know see that shit. See success.
You know, see success. The key to success.
The key to more success.
To more success.
Lion order.
You stick with your peoples.
That's what it is, you know, man. Well, this table's doing pretty good this year. This was a 2015. Wasn't bad.
But we kicked it off saying.
Gonna own what?
We had to own this shit.
Yeah, we did say that. You know we saying? Did say that. Shit is going all right.
Yeah.
Everything going all right. Motherfucking, you know, shit.
You know what I'm saying? The podcast is booming.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers is working in these streets.
Working in these streets.
You know? Shit.
Shit, man.
We'll be talking about some more things, but just know that shit is good. Shit is good.
I don't want to pull out your lawyer. You don't want your lawyers jumping out the closet.
Hell no. Wait, whoa.
Whoa, whoa,
D. Anyway, man. What else is going on? Fucking LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
Signed to Nike for life.
Yeah.
What about I just like that radio throw. For life!
Yeah.
For life. That shit had to be a mean fucking check, first of all.
First
forever.
Of all, no doubt. Forever, ever?
Wow.
But, you know how that shit played. You know what I'm saying? Because they offered KD $300 million.
Yeah. So we
they gave KD $300 million. LeBron like, okay, now shit. Giving KD $300 million.
Well, it was only 90.
My shit, you know what I'm saying, sell probably about, you know, 50% more than what KD's selling.
And then let's not even fuck all the sales. One, I'm selling, but I got two rings on my fingers.
Yeah. I done been to the last five finals.
Yeah, you can see me at the finals.
Me, myself, personally.
USA Today saying that it's significantly more than $500 million, about $30 million a year for the rest of his life, I guess.
Shit!
Yeah.
That's where you just stay alive.
Yeah.
That's where you talk to your lawyer, is this a good deal? Nigga, all you need to do is stay alive. You great. Staying alive.
But, you know, I guess it's similar like Jordan, you know what I'm saying? They probably didn't explicitly say it's a lifetime deal, but Jordan got a fucking building on the campus.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
And the difference, I mean, now, this is one of the things I'm curious about. Because, you know, well, I guess not really. I was about to say, you know, they don't put them Nike logos on Jordan products.
Well, that was, they took them off from after the twos.
They
took the check off after the twos.
Yeah, but no, but what I'm saying is for a long time, especially when they started retro on them, rather than have the Nike Air, they put the Jordan Jumpman symbol.
Mm-hmm.
When they would initially, they took the swoosh off after the one, right?
Nah, but the swoosh was still on it. They still had Nike on the bottom of the twos.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But with the fours, like back in the days, the fours had Nike Air on the back. So that's why, like, when they bringing out these cement fours
it had Air. It didn't have Nike. The threes had Nike Air.
The threes and the fours.
Okay.
For a while, like all of them, the threes, the fours, the sevens, the sixes, they all had Nike Air go through.
Right.
Then when they started being retro, Jordan was like, I don't want Nike Air on my shits.
Right.
I want the Jordan Jumpman brand because I want it to be my shoe. It's not even called the Nike. It's called the Jordan.
Right.
There's no Nike branding. Then that made the demand for the Nike branding on the new ones. Like, they retroing them now with the Nike Air on the back and niggas is going crazy. I'm curious if LeBron is gonna be like, yo, I need my little my tiger, my lion.
Nah, they actually said in one of the articles that they're gonna keep the Nike branding on there.
Okay.
On his shoes.
Okay.
For now. All
right.
He don't even know what his brand really gonna be called.
Oh, all right. Oh, so he's gonna do a whole nother brand.
It's probably gonna be a line like how the Jordan brand has a different segments. Yeah. He's probably gonna do it like that because he said in one of his quotes, he said, "I don't even really know if it's LeBron brand. I don't really know what we gonna call it." But
yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so
it's true.
They gonna stick with what they got right now.
That shit is crazy.
He got that check. He's straight.
It's crazy. Man.
Like I'm good, man.
What would have to pay you to wear the same sneakers for the rest of your life? Just one pair of sneakers for the rest of your life. What would somebody have to pay? You can never switch up your kicks. How much? Let's be honest.
They say, yo, $2,500 a month. Nigga, send me shoes for the rest of my life, nigga.
Long as you supply the shoes in the truck,
Man, hey, I'm chilling.
Hilarious.
That mean I ain't got to buy none.
I'm done. Who would, if you could sign a shoe deal, if you could have a signature shoe, for the rest of your life, what would that shoe be? You can only walk one shoe. Anywhere you go, even weddings. Even weddings, you got to have that. So you got to be functional or niggas just going to have to understand.
Damn.
What would you go with?
I mean, yes, you had to go with Nike.
I'm saying, which one? You got to go with a particular style of shoe. What shoe? That for the rest of your life, those are Ollies.
Even they got to look different versions of
I'm talking
shit.
About you. I'm
I can't have a version.
Nah, nigga. I'm talking about the Ollies.
Colorways. You know what I'm saying?
Walt Clyde Frazier only got that one silhouette.
The Puma
Clyde.
And those shits
is fire.
Those still rock.
So I'm saying if you had to be, you had to have your own Puma Clyde, what sneaker would it be? Or what shoe would it be forever?
Shit, nigga.
You could switch colorways forever, but it's the same shoe.
Shit.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
I had to
get back to you on that.
Yeah, what would y'all shoe be? Let us know.
Shit, I mean, I rock my Jordan 1s, like, you know what I'm saying?
Those are fire, yeah.
For any occasion, I could do that, you know what I'm saying? But that's a Jordan. But it's something like that.
Yeah.
Shit, you know, that Clyde is dope, but I don't know if I had that. You could wear that with a lot of shit, but I don't know if I had that rest of my life. That shit ain't real comfortable.
Nah, it's a real flat foot.
Yeah, you gotta put some shit in them to make them look, you know what I'm saying, official.
Shit is real abrupt, you know them steps.
I got these Vans, they pretty comfortable, but I be needing comfort shoes. Yeah. I got these fucking Nike Wovens. Chuckers, nigga.
Uh-huh. Still comfortable?
Them shits most comfortable shoe that I ever owned in a sneaker.
Do they still make them anymore? Because Nike
They switched them up. They got different kinds of styles now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That first one, though, woo.
Yeah.
You know, they got a different silhouette on the sole. You know what I'm saying? I tried to catch some on eBay. I can't find my size.
Yeah. Nike good for that sometimes. They just get too experimental. They'll put some shit out that's official, and then you can never find it again. They go in another direction, and they do some weird shit to the soul. Shout out to Nike, though. I do fuck with what you got going on.
Yeah, you know. So.
If you fuck with what we got going on.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, shoot us a box.
You know what I'm saying? A few boxes of $2,500 a month.
You know what I mean?
For life.
I wear that shit forever.
There's people that play the motherfucking scratch-offs for the $500 for life.
Yeah. Shit, $500 for knife is not bad. Just knowing that I got $500 in the bank every month, or what? Or isn't it $500 a week, or some shit? $1,000.
I don't know. Whatever
it is,
shit. That's some shit. When you old and shit, you grandkids. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I got my $500 coming. You know what I'm saying?
As long as I got this $500, I ain't got to worry about shit.
Go ahead, and get you the new whatevers. You know what I'm saying?
$500 be
when
spent
my, when my,
every
when
month.
My, when my scratch off come in, I'm gonna get you those.
Yeah, I'll be spending them $500. So I'll be so many months back on my $500. I'll be like, oh, well, damn, I guess that was my March $500. I just, shit. Huh. Fucked up. Speaking of which, you know what? Speaking of the lottery, have you seen those lotto commercials? You'd make a much better rich person?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like those.
I mean,
shits.
I hear them on the radio. I never seen the.
Oh, they got some good
commercial.
I like those a lot. They real funny.
Yeah. My kids be listening to them like, shit, we need to play lotto. Like, man, you need to study and go to work. Get your inventions on. Invent some shit.
Get your inventions on.
You know what I'm saying? You're young. You can invent something. Change the world.
You know what I mean? You got a couple years.
You know what I'm saying? Too young to be playing the lottery. Yeah.
I had that in one of my songs when I was a rapper back in the day.
Too young to be playing the lottery?
I'm too damn young to be playing that lottery. It ain't that hard to me. If your mind can seek, then you could be. And all I see between me and the cash is the air. Shit, there's money out here.
Alright.
If you want some, you got to get some.
What you feel about that, Chris? How you feel? You feel empowered?
Yeah, that was like inspirational. That was good. I like that.
That song almost got me kicked out of my pop's crib, though.
That sound like, why?
Because there is a line in the song say, you ain't getting rich working 9 to 5, so a job ain't shit to me. Use the gift in me.
Like, you better unwrap that gift fast or get your ass out my house. Shit, because I just came from work.
That was exactly.
Shit. You ain't going to be in here shooting subliminals at your pop. You know what I mean? Motherfucker.
One song got to get some.
Oh, man. What a, oh, shit. That's hilarious, man. That's dope, though. Your pops is listening to them bars.
Oh, yeah. Them bars will get your ass fucked up.
He's listening to them bars. He's like, yo, hold on. Can I talk to you for a second?
Can I talk to you?
Let me speak to you. Oh, man.
Now, my pops was on it, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. He was on all that shit.
That's cool.
You know, so he went never too far from whatever the fuck was going on. You know what I'm saying? So you can rest assured that he gonna understand and comprehend fully any of the little lingo or whatever you trying to get into in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna understand and comprehend because he was, you know what I'm saying, very close to that.
He was in the world.
He was in the world. So, you know, so it's one of them things where he ain't had to stay too close to you. He ain't had to hold you on a leash because wherever you went, you know what I'm saying, he had eyes, ears, he knew how to ride through if he needed to just to put eyes on you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. I appreciated that.
Yeah, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I wish your pops knew my pops so you could say, hey, yo, you see this shit I'm doing? This parenting shit is the shit. Yeah, you fuck with it.
Man.
Anyway, man. No, this, I don't know. Who knows? What it is.
Damn.
What else? Yeah, right? Damn, man.
Some shit just came through the wire.
Uh-oh, what happened?
A security guard for Young Thug found murdered.
Oh,
Atlanta.
Shit.
I ain't read it yet, but that's what...
Oh, shit. Rest in peace.
That's what the wire is saying.
Oof. Damn. I hate to hear shit like that.
This shit real out here.
Yeah, nigga. Damn. All right.
That's a damper on the move.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, shit, you know. Be safe out there, man. Shit is getting crazy. Shit is super crazy, B. Anyway.
What you gonna do about it?
I'm just gonna stay alive. I swear, dude, that's my I always think about that line Prodigy got on Survival of the Fittest. He said, until my death, I'm supposed to stay alive. That's all you can do, my nigga. You live against the odds. Shit, what you gonna do? When it's your time, it's your time.
Yeah.
You know, we all online.
No doubt.
I just hope my death is so epic. And my friends love to tell a story of how I died.
How you died?
You know what I mean? They be like, nigga, that nigga went out.
I don't want that to be epic.
Oh, you want it to be quiet and cool? I wouldn't mind a calm go out.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice in the...
I want an epic life. I want a calm-ass death.
Ooh, all right. All right. That was a good way to look at it. Yeah, don't be waiting to die to be the shit.
You know what I'm saying?
That death was the shit. I don't know what else he did, but that shit.
I want to cruise into that shit.
He put an exclamation point.
Cruise into that death shit. I'm out here living.
There you go. Shit, we out here living.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We are.
Shit got wild, reflective. But that's real talk.
That death changed the mood.
When do you feel most alive? Do you have a moment where you feel, you know how, and maybe it might be corny and cliche, because you know some people are like, when I look at my child, you know, like.
I mean, it's my shit is too far.
But what if Ali was just like, you know, when I look at my kids.
I
beat
him to it, because it's enough black balls.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm joking.
You're shitting on the black balls.
No. That shit seems like, that's like that old, the resume question. Like, so what are your weaknesses? Well, my weaknesses is because I tried too hard. It's like, get the fuck out of here. When do you feel alive?
I feel most alive when I'm creating shit. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Whether that be kids, whether that be, you know what I'm saying? Good. Whether that be work, whether that, you know what I'm saying? When you coming up with some shit, when you take some shit that wasn't there,
yeah,
and then you bring that shit to something that's there,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And people could see it, touch it, and talk about it, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's when I feel most alive. You creating shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you say some shit that's not there. Nobody don't understand what you fucking talking about. They're like, man, please, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then you go to the lab and you working on that shit. You putting that shit, the pieces start coming together and you start to feel it. You know what I'm saying? You get that energy like, oh, shit, this shit real. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you finish it, you put it out. You know what I'm saying? You pull a team together and all that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit when you feel alive. So, you know, for me, like, my job, I try to do that shit over and over and over and fucking over, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, like you say, that's where I feel most alive, is creating shit, you know what I mean?
That's a good place to be alive. Now, I feel that's a good one. I don't want to bite your answer, but that shit was way better than whatever I could think of. Nah, I like when you get the idea, you know what I mean? And that, like, when it's on the way, when you know you got some shit in store, you know, even if it's creating, if it's just the presentation, like, watch. You know, it's that moment when you like, watch. Wait till watch. Because you're excited about wait till this shit impact. And hopefully it impacts how you want it to impact. When it don't, it's still fun. It's still, you still have to remember that feeling of before it impacted, because you can't be wedded to the outcome.
Right, because it inspires you to do it again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To try it again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, when you on stage,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? When you say some slick shit that you didn't really plan on saying sometimes, but you just said it, you came off the top with it, bing, bing, and it hit, you don't feel alive in that moment?
Oh, no, it feels definitely. It feels good in that moment. It feels like, oh, because it's true to that moment. It wasn't nothing that was we was thinking about it. I didn't know it was happening. It's just it's the God moment, you know. It's exactly. Like, oh shit, this something's here, you know. Or we are all in the moment together.
Right.
It's like that moment when it's evident, not just to me, but it's evident to the audience. Right. Oh, that ain't really happening no other show.
Right.
You know, that's togetherness.
And that's, you know what I'm saying, that happens in life. You know what I'm saying? In those moments like that, that's when you feel alive. Like when you just came out. And it's like, oh shit, and you get them goosebumps just off some shit you said or some shit you did, or, you know what I'm saying, for me, maybe a shot we got, or, you know what I'm saying, a moment where shit was all fucked up and I was able to come up with a simple ass solution off the top of the dome, like bing bing, and then it's all good, everybody's smiling again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's you know, it's just in that creation, in that, you know what I'm saying, that improv, you know what I mean? It could be even you trying to get to your check, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker might be trying to play you on your check and you able to woo 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 and double back and do some slick shit to get to your money. You're like, hi, motherfucker, thought he was gonna get me.
You gonna have to expound on the woo woo woo.
Got your ass. Woo woo woo.
I know what the woo woo.
The magic. The magic is in the woo
woo. Woo woo.
Magic is in the woo woo. You know what I'm saying?
Next thing you know.
That's that shit you can't explain. That's the God moment.
But you know what it is. Exactly.
Oops, oops.
That typically go to next thing you know. Shit.
You know what I mean? I remember we used to be in the meetings in corporate America.
Yeah.
That vibe.
Yeah.
And I'd be in the boardroom saying a whoop whoop. I'd be like, this motherfucking crazy ass motherfucker here.
Until the whoop whoop win, then everybody get faith in the whoop whoop.
And everybody know what the whoop whoop is.
The whoop whoop. How would you spell the whoop whoop? Just in case that might be the title.
It's W-O-O-P. Whoop whoop. No, whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah. I don't know shit.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. You got to say it how you feel it.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't to be spelled. It's to be fucking dead.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think what else is going on, man. I got to. What else is going on? What you?
You know what I'm doing. Getting money.
getting money.
Nah, you in Copenhagen trying not to get beat.
Oh, man, let's not even put that shit out there. I'm just out here trying to have a good
living,
time.
Having a good time. Living in the happiest place on the land. How the fuck you get beat up in the happiest place?
Ain't that a bitch?
Fucking world.
Ain't that a bitch? That's like a ass with the Disneyland. But niggas do get, I heard about people getting robbed at Disneyland.
Now,
See, now let's talk about it.
I got a Disney World story.
Ah, shit. Now, which one is which? Which one is the land? Which one
land
is the world?
Land is on the West Coast. Disney World is in Florida.
All right.
So.
Which one is first?
Disney World.
Okay.
So, we Disney World in Florida. We doing a 3-day concert series with Vibe.
Uh-huh.
And I'm fresh out of Miami. This is my first fucking project.
Uh-huh.
So, 3 days. The first group we booked was Destiny's Child.
Uh-oh.
Right? So, that, I was feeling good about that.
Who were they?
You know, them children. Okay. Had that little girl, Beyonce. What's her name?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know. Something like that. Start with a B. And then, of course, I'm from Miami, so I was like, yo, let's put Dead Prez on because they was in Tallahassee when I was out there.
And then, I like that shit. That is.
And then I was like, let's get Trick Daddy.
Yes. And there then, you go.
And, you know, the eyebrows were raised. Like, yeah. Hey, I don't know. But, you know what I'm saying? You know, I called Hop, who was his manager at the time. And mm-hmm. He promised that Trick would do a clean show at Disney World.
Stop.
So I'm like, okay, cool. So show went on.
Mm-hmm.
Trick Daddy came on. Did a clean show.
Wow.
Rocked that shit. That's when You Don't Know Nam and all that shit
mm-hmm.
was out.
Mm-hmm.
So he rocked it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then everything was good.
He closed it out?
No, he didn't close it out.
Oh, okay.
I bet
on Destiny's Child to close that show.
Nah, they was new. They was new. They didn't close. It was like somebody, like, I don't think it was Tina Marie. She was the next year.
Okay.
I think it was like the Gap Band or somebody like that.
Oh, all right. Well,
Cameo closed out one night. Then The Roots on another night.
All right.
And then, you know, the third night, I can't remember. But anyway, so everything was good. Then at some point in the night, somebody from Disney came and got me saying, you need to come in the back. We got one of your artists in fucking the Disney World jail.
Damn.
So, okay.
Disney World jail.
So we go, and they got fucking Trick Daddy in there, handcuffed. You know what I'm saying? Accordingly, he was having an argument with somebody on the property, and then their police came and roughed him up. He had a big cut on his head. They had to hit him across the head with a flashlight or some shit. So Trick Daddy back there, you know, wilding. You know what I'm saying? He cussing everybody fuck out.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? He going to sue everybody in the motherfucking building.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know what I'm saying? So he going off. And then there was a lady that worked at Disney, a black lady, Danielle Ricks.
Mm-hmm.
And
shout out to her.
Shout out to Danielle. This was the funniest shit ever. And so she was like, hey, maybe he just needs a female voice, you know, calm him down a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, all right. So she go in there. She was like, hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? He was like, how you doing? He was calm. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, shit, this shit might work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she was like, you know, if you just calm down, you know what I'm saying, we'll just hit you with a trespass thing, and then, you know, you can go about your way. But, you know what I'm saying, in his mind, he thinking that they're going to take him to jail for trespassing. It's just the lingo they use in the internal
we're
Disney.
We're going to dismiss it.
We're going to dismiss it and then just kick you off the property and just call it a trespass.
Yeah.
So he thought that she was saying that they was going to take him to jail for trespassing.
Yeah.
And then he got real calm.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, excuse me, miss, what's your name? Uh-huh. She's like, oh, my name is Danielle. He was like, excuse me, Miss Danielle. My name is such and such and such and such. Maurice, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
My social security number is blah, 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 blah. I was in prison for such and such amount of years. My prison number was blah, 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 blah. My address was blah, 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 blah. My mama was blah, 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 blah. And then he was like, you can look me up in your computer and see if I give a fuck about going to jail about some trespassing, bitch. I
was like, ah, nigga, that is the intro to the new Trick Daddy album.
I'm like, hell nah. And that shit was so fucking funny, man.
Oh, man, that's a gangster.
And then we went through all kind of other transitions. You know, he told his whole life story and that shit. It was so interesting. But that part right there was the funniest shit I ever seen.
The magic of Disney World.
You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
So, yeah, shit be going down. They got jails, all kind of shit at the Disney.
Yeah. I remember, I guess I could tell a story now. It ain't no real big, crazy story. My homeboy used to work at Disney. I won't say who it was because they, you know, you're not supposed to sneak people in to Disney and, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I went to Disney, the greatest place on earth, at the vacation destination. I went on some sneak through the side type shit.
No doubt.
That's how I got to see it.
That's how you do
it. It was what it was. It was like about an hour before the park closed. My man was like, yo, come through this way. So we cut through and see a little bit of the park. And then he got break out because he worked there. So we go into the
tunnel. Florida?
Florida.
Okay.
Go to the tunnel where they work at,
mm-hmm.
and no civilians are ever supposed to come through that tunnel mm-hmm. because they it says it reportedly steals the magic. Right. You know what I mean? Because that's where everybody. So I go to the tunnel and shit. And as soon as I get in the tunnel, I just see fucking Mickey Mouse just take his fucking hat off and shit. It's just a fucking old Mexican dude looking tired to the motherfucker like, man, let's get the fuck out of here. The motherfucker took his, another dude took his hat off there in the back talking shit. Yeah, you know, it was just a great thing to see the other side you know of it saying? Because
motherfuckers at work trying to get off.
It ain't nothing but a motherfucking job.
Trying to get to the other side of the clock out.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You know. So yeah, it's 9 to 5 at the end of the day.
You know what I'm saying? Let's go get these drinks.
Let's get it. Let's get drunk.
It's Miller time.
Exactly.
Bird. Speaking of which.
It's about that time to slide the fuck on out of here.
I think they want to hear your famous line.
Well, listen, we about to transform and roll out. You know what I mean? But before we do, Ali, tell the people where you're going to be at.
I think we going to be in L.A., you know what I'm saying, on the west side. So if you're on the west side, you know, holler at your boy. I'm on the Snap, Thorough TV, Thorotv. You know what I'm saying? You can see the adventures on there.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? We on, you know, New York, L.A., Miami shit.
That's what's up.
It's going down.
That's what it is. Well, listen, Minneapolis, I'm going to be there from the 15th to the 19th. Acme Comedy Club. Make sure you get your tickets. I want this shit to be crazy. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk that shit. We're going to enjoy ourselves. It's about the moment. You know what I mean? So definitely get your tickets if you haven't gotten them then. And until then, till next week, tell a friend to tell a friend and tell your enemies as well to get in the conversation. We out.